Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into something that a lot of people ask me about, what it's really like to buy a home in some of the most sought-after beach communities in Florida. David, you've worked with so many buyers in Siesta Key, Longboat Key, and Lido Key. What made you want to create a guide specifically for these areas?
You know, I realize that a lot of buyers come to me with the same questions, and they're usually a bit overwhelmed by all the options and what to expect. These three keys are really unique. They're all close to each other, but they have their own personality, their own vibe. And the buying process can be pretty different depending on where you're looking. So I wanted to put together something that actually helps people understand what they're getting into before they start house hunting.
Oh, I love that. So let's start with the basics. For someone who's never been to these areas, what makes Siesta Key, Longboat Key, and Lido Key different from each other? Like, if I'm trying to decide which one is right for me, what should I be thinking about?
Great question. So Siesta Key is probably the most vibrant and bustling of the three. It's got this energetic beach town feel, lots of restaurants, shops, nightlife. It's very walkable, very social. Longboat Key is more upscale and quiet. Think golf courses, exclusive communities, a really refined atmosphere. And then Lido Key kind of sits in the middle. It's got that beach community feel, but it's a little more laid back than Siesta Key, less exclusive than Longboat. Each one really appeals to different types of buyers.
Okay, so it sounds like if you're someone who wants to be in the action, Siesta Key is your spot. But if you're looking for something more peaceful and upscale, Longboat Key might be better. And Lido Key is like the happy medium. Is that fair?
Exactly. And here's what people don't always realize. The prices reflect that too. Siesta Key tends to have more variety in price points because there's more inventory and different types of properties. Longboat Key is definitely pricier because of the exclusivity and that golf course lifestyle. And Lido Key usually falls somewhere in between. So your budget can really help guide which area makes the most sense for you.
That's really helpful context. So when someone's ready to actually start looking at homes in these areas, what are the biggest things they should know? Like, what do most first-time buyers in these communities miss or not think about?
Oh man, there's a few things. First, HOA fees can be significant in these areas, especially in the more developed communities. People sometimes don't factor that into their monthly costs, and then they're surprised. Second, seasonal fluctuations are real. These are beach communities, so inventory and prices can shift depending on the time of year. Third, and this is big, you need to understand what you're actually getting access to. Like, does your property have direct beach access? Is it in a gated community? Can you rent it out if you want to? These details matter a lot.
Oh, wow. So the rental situation is actually a thing people need to think about. I didn't realize that was such a consideration.
Yeah, it really is. Some buyers are looking for an investment property they can rent out during season. Other buyers want a personal getaway and don't want short-term rentals happening around them. So different communities have different rules about that. You need to know up front what's allowed where you're looking, because it can affect both your investment potential and your lifestyle.
That makes total sense. So if someone's reading your guide, what's the main takeaway you want them to walk away with? Like, what's the one thing that's going to make them a smarter buyer in these communities?
Do your homework before you fall in love with a property. These are beautiful areas, and it's easy to get emotional about a beachfront home. But you really need to understand the costs, the rules, the community dynamics, what you can and can't do with the property. When you go in informed, you make better decisions and you avoid surprises down the road. That's what the guide is really all about.
I love that advice. David, this has been so helpful. For anyone who's thinking about buying in Siesta Key, Longboat Key, or Lido Key, I definitely recommend checking out your guide. Thanks so much for breaking all this down for us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to talk about these communities. Hopefully this helps people make the right choice for them.